الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا والله عزيز حكيم وقال عيسى تعالى في مقام آخر وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم عتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected elders, brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and ask Him for support. We seek His guidance and we ask Him for forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and from our sinful actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whoever He misguides will find none to guide him on a right way. We testify that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one. He is Allah. He has no partner. And also we testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last messenger. My brothers and sisters, the talk in last Juma was regarding the month of Muharram. We are in the beginning of the Islamic month. In Islam, there are 12 months from the beginning when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the earth. Inna iddata shuhur, inna Allah isna ashara shahran, fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa samawati wal awd, minha arba'atun hurum. And out of those 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised and made the 4 months arba'atun hurum, which are full of praise, full of qualities. The 3 months are in the sequence order, and one of the months is just before Sha'ban, which is Ramadan. Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hajj, and Muharram are in the sequence order. The last month of the Islamic calendar is the month of Dhul Hajj. And the first month is Muharram. During the period of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no calendar. Then came Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He stayed for 2.5 years in his khilafah. There was no Islamic calendar. Then came the period of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Muhammad ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi or Imam Shabi rahmatullah alayhi, both of them, they quote that it was in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A Sahabi whose name was Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala. He was in Yemen, he was the governor of Yemen. He wrote a letter to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And he said that every now and then you send us reminders, you send us letters, you send us memos, but when we file these letters in our file, we cannot put them according the dates, because there is no date. The only thing they used to remember, 1 year after the incident of Ashab-e Fil, that was the calendar. There was no calendar. So the importance of calendar in Islam is great. Today, the Muslims, they don't even know which are the months of the Islamic calendar. So if the elders doesn't know, how will the children they know? But when it comes to the English calendar, each of us know the first month is January, the last month is December. What is the date today? We all know about it. How many days are in January? How many days are in April? How many days are in February? We all know that. Because the kuffar has spread it, the life of this world in such a way that Islam should be removed from the life of the Muslim. If the Muslims, they will practice Islam, then we will not be able to reach our targets. Our aim will not be completed. That is their ideology from the beginning in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And especially the people who participated were the Yahud. The Yahud of Medina. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the Yahud should be removed from Medina. And then later on he said they should be removed from Taif as well. So that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the one who removed the Yahud, because the Yahud have got a lot of conspiracy. And today also we can see the situation of the world, how the Yahud, they play the game. So they don't want Islam to prosper. They don't want Muslims to unite. Because the moment the Muslims will be united. There is no power on the surface of the earth who can defeat them. Because Muslims, they follow the Quran, they follow the Sharia, they follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he wrote a letter. We don't have a calendar. How can we place all the letters in a sequence order in the file? So there is a need that the Muslims should have a calendar. So Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, and he gathered all the Sahabas, the elder Sahabas, Abdullah ibn Abbas was there, Abdullah ibn Umar was there, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was there, Hazrat Usman was there, Hazrat Ali was there, Hazrat Abu Bakr had passed away. So he made a mashwira, we need an Islamic calendar. So what is your comments on it? So his Sahabi, he said that, yes, we should have an Islamic calendar. So now the question is, if we should have, when should we start the Islamic calendar? Because Islam has got 12 months, the year has got 12. So which month can we start the calendar? So some of the Sahabis, they proposed the birth, the day of the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which brought lot of happiness on the surface of the earth. The community of the world were in darkness. And the day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was born, it was a great day of rejoice. So we can start the calendar from his birthday. Umar radiallahu ta'ala now said that there are other communities in the world who have started their calendar from the birth of their Prophet. So it doesn't seem right to start the calendar of Islam from the birth of the Prophet. So that idea was rejected. Then someone said that we should start the day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he left this world. Hazrat Umar said that is a day of sadness. How can we start a calendar from the day there was sadness and darkness in the whole surface of the earth? Then someone said that the world was in darkness and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was granted nubuwwat. So why don't we start the calendar from the day Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he came in Ghari Hira and he said, Ikra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq, khalaqal insana min alaq, ikra wa rabbukal akram. When the Quran started revealing to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given nubuwwat, that is a big day. He said, this is also not possible. Then someone said that, why don't we start from the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because that is a great day for the Muslim community. It is because of the hijrah, Islam spread it so fast that it covered the entire world in few years. And the hijrah was the, until the hijrah, jihad was not farz. Allah said, fasbiru, have patience. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tortured for 13 years. People used to place the intestines of the camel on the back of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he used to do salah in the haram. People used to throw thorns in the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, garbage on the back of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he went to Taif, he was stoned. But then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never told him, go and do qital, waqatilu. He never said that. What did he say? Fasbiru. Because in order to fight, you need to prepare yourself. Allah says, wa'iddu lahum mastata'atum min quwwah wa min ribatil khair turhibuna bihi aduwallah wa aduwakum. Look at Iran, prepared for 45 years. 45 years with the sanctions, slowly, 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 Iran prepared. And that is the meaning of the ayah. You don't go in the battlefield without weapons. You don't go in the battlefield without preparing yourself. A boxer, a wrestler, before he comes in the ring, he prepares himself. Everything has to be prepared. A preparation should be made. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to the Prophet, Isbiru, Isbiru, Isbiru. But when he embarked on the hijrah, now the hukam is coming, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Because they are prepared for 13 years. The iman is perfect now. Build your iman. Tawakkal on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the great. Allah is the madadgar. So hijrah brought big happiness in the religion of Islam. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he proposed that we start the calendar from hijrah. All the sahaba who were there, they unanimously agreed. We will make our calendar from hijrah. Now the question is, hijrah was done in Rabiul Awwal. But why did Umar radiallahu ta'ala choose the month of Muharram, the first month? He said, we start from the hijrah. But hijrah did not take place in Muharram. It took place in Rabiul Awwal. Muharram Safar, Rabiul Awwal. The reason behind this is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he embarked on hijrah, the preparation started from month of Zilhajj. A group of Ansar came in the first year. Few Ansar came. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to meet them hidingly at Jamratul Uqba, where we pebble the stones on the shaitan. That is where he used to meet. The second year, 70 Ansar came from Medina. So when this first batch came, about 12 people, they accepted Islam, that was men and women, the Prophet ﷺ used to give dawah there. So dawah is very important. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. There is nobody better than the person who gives dawah. And this has been removed from our lives. Dawah means not only you go in tabligh. No. Dawah should be on daily basis. You got a neighbor, he doesn't come to the salah. Invite him for salah. Come on, let's go to the mosque. There is a janazah in the community. Brother, knock the door. There is a janazah of so-and-so. Although we don't know him, let us go and participate. This is dawah. At work, sir, your colleague is doing something wrong. Try to stop him. مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِي وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِي فَبِلِسَانِي وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِي فَبِقَلْبِي وَذَلِكَ أَزَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. When you see something wrong, try to stop it with your hands. If that is not possible, if you are not so powerful to stop someone with the hand, then use your tongue. If you can't say it with the tongue, at least you stay away from the sahaba of that person, from the deeds which they are doing. And Banu Israel was destroyed because there were pious people in Banu Israel. But they used to exchange their girls, their daughters, their sons in nikah. They used to give, a pious family used to give his daughter to a person's family who were not pious. They used to sit down to eat together on one dining table. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sent the azab, the pious people were the first one to be wiped out. Jab azab aata hai to khas logon ke upar bhi aata hai, kyunki unhone kaam nahi kiya apna. So this work of dawah has departed from our lives. So Allah is saying, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. And not only to give dawah, وَأَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ, and you have to practice what you are preaching. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. I am sitting here talking to you, advising you something good. But when I go outside the mosque, I myself is involved in that So how will my dawah affect other people? So Allah is saying the first condition is wa'amila saliha. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. After giving dawah, we have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I haven't done anything great. With your tawfiq, I have given dawah. With your tawfiq. I am very weak. And I am a Muslim. Total submission to the will of Allah. That is the meaning of Islam. My total submission to the will of Allah. This is the meaning of Islam. So, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to Jamra-e Uqba and he gave dawat. 12 people, they accepted Islam. When they were leaving, oh Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are new in Islam. Can you send a teacher with us? Who can teach us the deen? So Mus'ab bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala no, was told by the Prophet to accompany them, go to Medina, teach them the deen. Now one Sahabi, Mus'ab bin Umar, is going to Medina. He's doing the work of Dawat for 1 year. The following year he is bringing 70 Ansar for Hajj. How many? 70. So me as a Muslim, have I bring one kafir in Islam in my entire life? Have I done that? Or have I brought one Muslim who was out of deen, away from deen? Have I brought him to the mosque? Have I changed the environment of his house? So when the 70 came, they accepted Islam and in the hands of Mus'ab bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And they gave dawah to the Prophet, invited him to leave Makkah. The people of Makkah are torturing you. They are not listening to you. So why don't you migrate to Medina? And we'll be there for you. We won't leave you. We'll be not like the people of Makkah. We are different people. We will protect you. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the 1st of Muharram, he decided that I will migrate to Medina. So the hijrat started from Muharram. And then the preparation, waiting for the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to migrate. So when the wahi came, that is when he departed for Medina in Rabiul Awwal. So unanimously, all the Sahabas, they agreed. And that is how the Islamic calendar was formed. So Mufti Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he writes in the commentary of his tafsir that it is farz-e kifaya for every Muslim to know the calendar of Islam. Farz-e kifaya. There are two types of farz. One is called farz-e-ain. Salah is farz-e-ain. If Amir Bhai does my salah on my behalf, it will not be accepted. Farz is on him and farz is on me. And each of us, each individual will have to do the farz. It's called farz-e-ain. And one is farz-e-kifaya. If a small group from the community, they participate in that farz, then the hukam of farz will be removed from the entire community. For example, somebody passed away, so salatul janaza is farz-e kifaya. So 10 people went, 5 people went, so the whole community will not be counted as they have committed a sin. Unke sar se farz utar gaya. So Mufti Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi says it is farz-e kifaya for every Muslim to know the calendar of Islam. Like in Saudi Arabia, if you go in their offices, both dates are there. But on the top, it is the Islamic date. Hum kuch bhi kahein ke Saudi wale aise, 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 aise. They are better than us. On their table, in the houses, on their table, In the calendar on the top is the Islamic date. And then beneath that there is the English date as well. So they are better than us. Hame to yaad bhi nahi hai ki kaun sa mahina hai. Aur aaj Muharram ki kaun si tarikh. So my brothers, because today is a hot day, I would like to finish early. So the message is that we should adopt the Islamic calendar in our lives. This is very, very important. We should teach our children the Islamic calendar. We should give dawah of the Islamic calendar. And the events that took place in the different months. And the month of Muharram is not Muharram because Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, no, he was martyred. If it, that was the case, then Hazrat Umar was martyred on the 1st of Muharram. Why don't we remember that? Jab dasmi tarikh aati hai to sari tabut banate hain, ye karte hain, khichra pakate hain. But it was for the benefit of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, no, that Allah chose 10th of Muharram. And the Islamic calendar was formed before that. And the verse of the Quran in Na'idat al-Shuhur was revealed 60 years before Hazrat Hussein went in Karbala. And Allah said, Muharram is Arba'atun Hurum. So the message today is that we should adopt the Islamic calendar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah. I hope the collection is done and then Azan, then Brother Yusuf will give the announcement and they will do the khutbah, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdi, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka.